This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Front office, ownership, they have to do what's best for the team. I understand that, but I also know what I bring to a team. And I feel like I'm proving that day in, day out. There hasn't been anything that they've asked me to do since they've been here that I have not done willingly, openly. That's what I'm supposed to do as a leader. But you would think when that is displayed consistently over years of time, then that would be, you know, honored and respected. And so, again, the toughest thing is just having to be in this limbo. But I haven't stopped working. You know, I work my tail off, and no dollar amount is going to change that. No dollar amount is going to make me work harder. That's not how I'm built.
That is Scary Terry, Terry McLaurin. A couple of big high-profile contract disputes in the NFL still happening. Trey Hendrickson, McLaurin, now Juwan Jennings, TJ Watt. Will guys miss out? Will they skip out on their camps? So McLaurin, a big piece there for Washington.
Can I ask, why wouldn't they pay him?
I don't know.
Like, it's a weird one, too. It's not even Daniel Snyder anymore. It's new ownership that seems to have it more together. It's hard to be worse than Snyder was. And new owner with a great rookie quarterback on a rookie contract, and this receiver is provably great. He's not asking for the biggest contract in the league. I mean, yesterday you had the trivia about 3,000-yard receiver 3,000-yard seasons to open their career.
Yeah.
If he had 80 more yards in his rookie year, he'd be Mike Evans. He would have six straight 1,000-yard seasons to begin his career if he had 80 more yards in year one.
The other reason to do it, if you're the Commanders here, McLaurin's cap hit is 25.
This year?
Yeah. If you extend him, you can drop that cap number and push it off in the future. So I'm not sure. The Chiefs just did a big, huge contract for their guard, Trey Smith.
Yeah.
His cap hit, if he had played on the franchise tag, was going to be $23 million.
Yeah,
and instead he signs a big long extension, which lowers that number for this year. And again, you know, once the details of that deal come out, we'll see. But for McLaurin, I mean,
it could be he's 30.
He's 30.
Like, this is his age. He came into the league late because he played, I think, 6 years even in college with a redshirt year. So that maybe that's it. They don't want to give a 30-year-old receiver a monster new contract.
Well, there's also, you know, do they want to give him more money? Maybe. Maybe he thinks he wants more. Maybe he wants to be the third highest paid receiver in football, and they want to make him the 10th highest paid receiver in football. Or maybe it's about guaranteed money where he wants $100 million and they're willing to give him $50 million more. So it's not that they maybe don't want to pay him versus the two sides have not yet come together. It is important always. Like, we are a full week away from training camp, and deadlines get people to talk. So a week from today, the Bills are at camp. What does that mean for TJ Sanders and second-round picks around the NFL? We'll see when it gets time to, you know, where the rubber meets the road on these contracts in the second round, or McLaurin, Hendrickson, who would sit out, TJ Watt. Like, right, you've got – it's not just the second-round picks. It's high-profile guys.
Yep.
James Cook, I mean, he's coming, we think, right? All indications are he's coming. He showed up to minicamp, so he didn't get fined. Could he hold in? That's possible. I don't think anybody kind of expects that. We've kind of got ourselves a very quiet build-up to camp just by the fact that, you know, Cook showed up to minicamp as was expected.
Yeah, he said he'd be there. He did not say he'd do things. They asked him point blank, and he kind of left that door open.
He kind of had two answers. The answer was, I'm going to do what I got to do, you know.
Yep.
He's still going to work hard. He's going to stay in shape. Kind of like McLaurin, what he said right there. So we'll see.
I guess it would be weird if he's there and not doing things because, I know people in the league do it. It's been done. But
now Chris Jones held in, right? Last year.
Yeah. Jamar Chase was he would go to practice and just stand around and watch and not
always
do anything.
It's always worth remembering, in these moments, it seems like, oh no, what's going to happen? Most times what happens is a new deal gets done, especially for a great player.
Yeah.
Most of the time a new deal gets done. In the case of Cook, I think that's a little different, but you know, oh, I want a contract. Russell Wilson's going to threaten to play baseball. Isn't that this time of year where that kind of thing happens? So,
yep.
We'll see. We got some high-profile guys. Bills open up training camp a week from today. Happy 716 Day. You can go to give716.org to be a part of the big fundraising effort today. There are over $500,000 raised. And right now, give716.org, you can be one of the first 100 donors to donate $117.60. And if you do, you get Bills preseason tickets, sponsored by Wegmans. So first 100 donors get a pair of Bills preseason tickets for the donation. Ron in Alden is up. Hey, Ron, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Jeremy, I need you to talk me off the ledge here. I know you guys always talk, you know, the Bills defense is good. I think you guys talk about, will he ever be, 20th or less in defense for our coach. But the other day, the afternoon guys had a guest on 2 days ago. I don't recall his name. And he's
Warren Sharp.
Staggering numbers. Yeah, he was bringing up staggering numbers about the Bills were ranked 30th out of 32 teams that allowed teams to get into the red zone. And the only thing saving our bacon really was the turnovers. And he was talking about, you can't regress in that. You really can't count on that. And, of course, you don't know, but maybe our defense isn't as good. I know it's like a bend, don't break, but it's only if it's just really the turnovers, I mean, I'm really concerned, because KC kind of proved it in the playoffs that they could score. And they could score against nobody, but they scored against us. So I'm just really worried about our defense this year, and I'm just wondering how much I should be worried about, and I'll take your advice. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron. Yeah, we played that clip from Warren Sharp, and I don't know. I know you say talk you off a ledge. I feel like that was all common knowledge.
Yeah.
The defense did not have a great year, but it was held up by turnovers, and they were able to get turnovers and get big plays and be a big play defense, and because of that, they ended up having a fine season. But overall, the defense was kind of weak. And last year's a great kind of fork in the road for, has McDermott really had the horses to do it on defense? It is one of the fascinating things I think about this team. And if you want to really get into McDermott and Bean, all right, let's go somewhere here. When Bean came on and, we got in the dust up after the draft, and he's like, it's the defense. It always strikes me that if you blame the defense, who do you blame? McDermott. It's his defense.
Mm-hmm.
Who built it?
Bean. Well, Bean built
Bean.
It. Bean built
He's
it.
Sitting here talking about how the defense is the problem. And, it's one of my favorite memes out there. The guy in the hot dog suit from I Think You Should Leave. We're all trying to find the guy that did this. You built this defense. Mm-hmm. And we had a little conversation in the YouTube chat earlier today. I was going back and forth with a couple of guys. The idea that the Bills saw the Eagles and thought, oh, you know what we got to do? We got to invest in the defensive line. We got to get to the passer. That's been what they've done the whole time. Mm-hmm. They've never thought that wasn't the way to do it.
Correct.
They drafted Rousseau and Basham first and second round picks. Epenesa is a second round pick. That's 2 years
Oliver
in the top 10.
Yep.
Von Miller signed. Constantly signing defensive ends, defensive tech, mercenaries at that position. They have invested in the defense a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Big contracts when necessary, and
they've kept everybody but Tremaine Edmonds.
Yeah, yeah,
that's been.
They
good. That's
do been not neglect the defense. This is not a franchise that has been going all in on the offense. What have they done? They built up an incredible offensive line. They paid their quarterback, and for a little while there, they're paying Steph Diggs. Mm-hmm. But it's not a team. They draft Kincaid and they draft Coleman with two high profile picks, right? And they draft Osiris Torrance. You're choosing left and right, offense, defense. But it's not a team that has ignored defense and woke up after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no.
If anything happened for me, It was maybe they haven't done really enough in terms of hitting on these picks. You know, you talked earlier today that Oliver doesn't really play like a ninth overall pick. That might be right. That's a fair point to make.
Yep.
Rousseau is their big ticket item on the defensive line, and he's pretty good. We think he's pretty good.
We're
hoping there's another step there. What'd they do in free agency? Free agency was Hoyt, Ogunjobi, Bosa, three more pieces on their defensive front. So it's another year where they are definitely pushing their assets to the front seven, and if they don't get the returns on that, it'll be yet another year of, boy, you really do invest a lot up there. It's a lot of effort up there to not feel like you're getting what you pay for, to not feeling like you get what you invested. So
especially at the end of the season. At the end of the season.
Which, just to finish the point,
go ahead.
Which gets to, do you not have the horses, or is it really about, you know, the people that call and say, you're not aggressive enough, McDermott doesn't have the answers against Andy Reid? Because it is two playoffs in a row where we watched a Chiefs offense that was not a great offense look unstoppable. And you could chicken or egg it all you want. You could say McDermott doesn't have answers. You could say he had such glaring holes that against a guy like Andy Reid, if you have that hole, you're not going to beat him. If you have the hole at linebacker where A.J. Klein is in out of retirement, you're not going to beat that guy because that's Andy Reid, and you have such a glaring hole, he's going to work it. Last year, what's the game? It's Kyer Elam's on the field instead of Benford. Oh, game over. There's no way they're not going to work that so well that no matter how good of a defensive mind you are, you can't beat it. If you don't have to subscribe to that, but that's chicken or egg for me. Which is it? Too big of a hole to cover, or you don't have the answers, you've never had the answers against that team?
Isn't, though, like the defensive line not performing in those moments more than anything? And they have not had substantial injuries on the defensive line. Daquan Jones missed the Bengal playoff game, right? Nope.
And the rest of the defensive line against backup linemen that day did nothing.
And that's pretty much it. Like, their D-line has been there in those playoff games. Isn't that the position more than, or the position group, more than anything else on that side of the football, which is, all right, go get them. Go get them. Like, sure, there's technique, and there is, you know, stunts, and there are different things that they'll run. But more than any other position, it's, you go line up across from that tackle, beat him, and go get the quarterback. That's less coaching, and that's more how good is the guy that you've got out there out in the field. And I looked up some numbers on the pressures that defensive linemen on the Bills have gotten in the playoffs. And did you know that Jerry Hughes is still their leader in pressures by a wide margin in playoff games under this coach? He has 18 pressures in 7 playoff games. Ed Oliver has 12 in 13 playoff games.
Yeah.
Milano is second, actually, on this team with 12 in 11. Rousseau's got 9 pressures in 9 games in the playoffs. Epinesa has 6 in 12. This is your problem.
Yeah.
Your problem is the guys that you're investing in are not getting to the quarterback, the most effective pass rusher they've had in this era of football they inherited. They just kept him around. So that's the problem. And again, like, I shouldn't put none of that on the coach, but I do feel like that position group is less about the coaching element than the position groups that are behind them.
Yeah.
Secondary, linebacker, nickel.
It's the defense. It's the defense. I don't think anybody would disagree with that. Like, you know, the whole thing about should they have added more at receiver, should they have drafted one, was never about instead of attacking the defense. Like, we spent a lot of the offseason talking defensive ends specifically and what they could do to get a pass rush. And that's where the Bosa idea, I think a lot of people like that as a gamble. Like, all right, you couldn't go out and get a $30 million guy. How about a guy for 12 and you hope he's healthy? To me, it's a good gamble. It's a good risk. And if it doesn't work out, you're kind of where you were before. Vaughn's out there looking for a job. He was your number one pass rush win rate guy last year.
He was number one, yep, by a lot.
Limited snaps, you know, different job, different assignments, but
yep.
I don't know, like, am I concerned about the defense this year? That depends.
It depends.
Am I concerned the defense is going to stop them from getting the one seed? Not really.
No.
I think they could get the one seed with the same kind of defense they had last year. If Kansas City didn't get 3 or 4 absolute gift victories,
yeah,
you might have had the one seed.
That's right.
So, you know, it's the thing about the Bills. Like, does anything worry you? Not in the regular season. Get to the postseason, and it's a different conversation.
Yeah, the only thing that could worry you about the defense, this goes back to that Warren Sharp clip, is the thing about the turnovers. If you think they're going to completely go away, they're going to dry up, then you should be worried about their defense. I don't expect that to happen. Joe Marino added yesterday to the list of numbers of how under McDermott, the Bills have had a top-level takeaway team every year. Joe says that in 12 consecutive years, the Bills have been top 10 in takeaways. And that goes back, I mean, to years that don't even matter for this, into the Rex years.
Yeah.
What is that, by the way? Is that weather? How are they top 10 in takeaways every year for 12 years? But I've got people assuming, I mean, it's one thing to guess that it could happen, assuming that they're going to go away when the last time they didn't take the ball away like that, Kyle Orton was my quarterback. Maybe even longer ago than that, actually. Fitz. That might be a coincidence, by the way. I don't know how throughout all of those years they've been that good. It could be the weather. Could be late in the year. You've got more bad weather games. But even that, we kind of know to not be as true as it said.
Right. They don't have
four bad weather games a year.
I don't have,
compared to other teams.
I don't have much for, like, before McDermott got here, what their numbers were.
But it just goes to point out that, like, you shouldn't just assume the takeaways are going away.
Even if I did, I would assume, I'd feel as confident as ever, they won't be 30th ranked in allowing drives into the red zone.
No, I don't.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so either. But for that to be true, their defensive line would have to be about the same, and Hairston would have to be not ready to play, and Bishop would have to be not that great.
Right.
And then you are basically the same defense you were last year.
But then that gets to the bigger question about it all, as Ron brings it up and as mentioning, like, it's fascinating, as we always, the defense, that's always McDermott. If all those things happen and the defense is bad again, who would get the blame? McDermott? Not Bean. He's drafting this defense. He's signing these players. And I guess it gets it to, could, are these players definitely the Jimmys and Joes, as they say, to plug in where, yeah, if the coach doesn't get the job done, like, sorry. Maybe the thing that ultimately turns people off on a McDermott defense, you know, you've got Bills fans that are on one side or the other on whether or not they should get rid of McDermott. Mm-hmm. I would even say there's three. There's he's a problem, get rid of him. There's he's not a problem, he's a great coach, what are you crazy? And then there's, sure, I don't know. I don't know what else they would do here that would make me feel any different, any better.
Yeah.
Who am I supposed to get instead? I saw a ranking of NFL coaches recently. Again, it's ranking season. And McDermott came in 12th, but that was tier one. There were 12 coaches on tier one. It's a pretty big tier.
That seems
a pretty big tier.
Half the league can't be tier one.
Well, that's what they did. Half the league could be tier one. It really could be that the good coaches are the ones that have awesome quarterbacks. Like, is John Harbaugh that much better than McDermott? Is
I think
Jim
is,
Harbaugh a better coach than McDermott? Is Sean Payton a better coach than McDermott? And
I think it's offensive to Andy Reid to put him on the same tier as any of those guys.
That might be right. He should have his own tier.
I think maybe Andy Reid should have his own tier.
Fair.
Yes.
Maybe he should have his own tier. But maybe the thing that pushes the people that are in that middle group I mentioned, where there's he's a problem, he's got to go, is a fully rebuilt, fully healthy defense in the playoffs, mm-hmm, getting worked again. Like, we kind of had the conversation, we joked about it. What would be worse, to have the 14th ranked defense and then get beat in the postseason, or to have the third ranked defense and then get beat in the postseason? In a lot of ways, having third would be worse. That would mean you showed me all year you're great, then you got to a crunch time game and you fell apart. Like, that's the way for the coach to look worse, is to have a good regular
definitely,
season.
Definitely, that's definitely true.
And that kind of gets to, you know, we've circled all the way back to Scottie Scheffler's point of when you are supposed to be great and you lose, that's worse. You're supposed to win every week. And if you're the Bills and you're favored to win every game and you have one of your 11-win seasons instead of one of your 13-win seasons, all of a sudden, like, that's not as good. You had a lot of letdowns.
Right.
803-0550.
Could it matter who are the players that are letting them down? For who is getting blamed more? Like, what if Cole Bishop's a disaster? What if he's out there and there are big plays over the top of him all year? Who's getting blamed for that?
That's a good question.
Because Bean drafted him.
Yep.
What if Maxwell Hairston is getting beat?
These are good questions.
Like, I do wonder if it matters who it is.
I think
that could get the GM getting a bigger piece of the blame than what it usually is, which is that it's all about the coach.
I just think that I think that it's most likely that if the defense is a problem, and
no matter who it is,
the buck stops at McDermott, right or wrong. That's where the fans tend to land.
Yeah,
is you're a defensive head coach. I'm on year what, and I'm not getting what I need when it counts.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be reverberations and aftershocks of, sorry to mention it, but that could be that people still 13 seconds lives, and like that is
sure.
The opening chapter of the book. We got to that moment, and that happened. So everything after comes after that first chapter in the book. Mm-hmm. Maybe even the Houston game is the first chapter in the book. You had what lead in that game? You know, like,
16, was it 16?
I think it was 9, wasn't it 19 to nothing? I thought it was 19.
I don't know if it got the three scores. But was it going to be 19 when the kickoff return at the start of the second half
26
happened?
I mean.
And then they took it off the board?
So anyway, a lot of that is to say, right or wrong, perception is reality in a lot of this. What do people feel about this? How do people think about this? And I tend to think that when it comes to the defense let them down, that it is 5-1,
mm-hmm.
coach over GM is why that happened. 5-1. But maybe I'm wrong about that. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Jeremy and Joe firing it up a week before training camp. We get to camp a week from today. We'll be sitting there mm-hmm. in the sun, 8:30. Maybe players starting to trickle out. People walking around. Will we smell hot dogs this early?
No, it's usually pretty early,
yeah,
isn't it? They start cooking those things at like 8 a.m., right?
Maybe. Go for a good camp hot dog. Bottle of water.
You ever had a White Hot?
Yeah.
First time I ever had one of those. That's a Rochester thing too, isn't it?
Maybe.
I'm not sure. I never get offered one around here. Strange. I guess because I don't even know if I want to say whether I liked it or not because I don't know... I didn't know what I was expecting. So I was like, I was confused, I feel like, in eating one.
Go to give716.org to be a part of 716 Day. When you go to the website, you can click on the charities you want to donate to. You can also take a look at the running total of funds raised as that continues to climb up over $600,000 raised right now. And it goes till midnight tonight. You can donate now. You can find a charity or individual to support. You can search it right there at give716.org. And right now, again, if it's not already done, first 100 donors are able to get Bills preseason tickets this hour. Meanwhile, next hour, Blue Cross, Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield matching donation. And the 10 a.m. hour is Bandits tickets. That's a bargain.
Nice.
117.60. So 10 o'clock, the Bandits donation, or the tickets for Bandits tickets. And 11 a.m., here's for you, Sabres Goathead signed jerseys.
Yeah, let's go.
For the first 100 donors of $500 or more for Give 716 Day. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I genuinely buy that Dalton Kincaid is going to blow up in year three for a million reasons. And a lot of it's physical. Both knees were in bad, bad shape. He couldn't even really bend them. But I think it's more psychological, because you go through history, you look at all these tight end greats, but so many of these guys, they faced this moment early in their career. All of these tight ends had this like man in the mirror moment where everything kind of clicks. And I think you have to face those demons kind of head on. And this is somebody who is far more mentally tough, physically tough than I certainly thought.
Tyler Dunn from our conversation about his piece on Dalton Kincaid. You can find that at golongtd.com. I'm just now remembering that yesterday I saw a post from Fitz on Instagram. Did you see it?
No. What did Fitz have to say?
Okay. Fitz had to say, just now realizing how weird my pinky toes are, it looks like an AI-generated image gone horribly wrong. Okay. Fitz commenting on his pinky.
His own pinky toes?
His own pinky toes.
And then did he have images that went with his pinky?
So the picture that's posted is he is surfing, wakeboarding something in Lake Tahoe. And he's fallen off and he's attempting to maybe get back on.
Okay.
And he's holding the rope and he's getting ready for the, and his feet are on the board and his body's in the water.
Yeah.
And the look on his face is very meme worthy. It's like a cat trying to hold onto a branch in a storm.
He looks like he's in peril.
Like he's ready to get going again.
Uh-huh.
And his feet are the prominent thing in the picture. Fitz like, oh, I realize I got weird toes now.
His pinky toes like separated from the rest of the foot almost.
On the one foot especially. It's like way down there. It's not quite a dew claw, but it's
the one pinky toe is lower than where the big toe starts.
Yeah.
Which I think that's not normal. I don't think that's normal.
I don't know. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Good for Fitz. 803-0550. Happy 716 day. A week from Bills training camp starts a week from today.
Today is the receivers day for the top 10 by executives, scouts, and coaches.
Okay.
And
can I get the top 10?
Can you get the top 10? If you could get 7 of the top 10, I think that'd be a pretty good job.
Yeah?
Yeah. How many of the top 10?
The top 10 receivers according to GMs, executives, coaches. Okay. Jefferson and Chase.
Number one and number two goes Chase, then Jefferson.
Okay, Chase, then Jefferson.
They both received votes, though, for number one.
Okay, CeeDee Lamb?
CeeDee Lamb is number four.
Okay. Are they going to give Mike Evans a nod here?
They are. Mike Evans at number nine.
Good.
Highest ranking, fifth. Had some that didn't rank him, but... yeah, Mike Evans, top 10.
Tyreek Hill is not on this list.
You're saying that?
I'm saying Tyreek Hill is not on this list anymore. Is he?
Incorrect.
He is.
He is on this list.
All right, then I'm fine.
He's number three.
Okay. He's got a lot to prove this year.
Number three off a year where he didn't reach 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
And he's 31. Like, I don't know.
Jeremy Fowler's...
I can hear putting him on the list, but there are a bunch of guys I would have over him.
me saying Tyreek Hill's not on this list was actually a guess that he was, but me kind of saying at the same time. So I'm still perfect so far.
Well, you can't, but you've also ruled out staying perfect because you can't get Tyreek Hill right.
I got that right.
You haven't got one wrong yet, but there will come a time where you have nine right, and then you're stuck.
All right, fair enough.
Because you'll know the 10th guy is
the other best receivers in football. Is there a rookie on the list?
A rookie, as in someone who's played 1 year?
That would be a rookie. Yeah, sure. Sorry.
Like, well, because they
a
now,
rookie last
now
year.
They wouldn't be.
Yeah, a rookie last year.
Yes.
Are there two?
No.
Okay. The rookie on the list, is it going to be... Is Brian Thomas Jr. on that list?
He is not. He's an honorable mention. Okay. Quote, he'll be Brian Thomas Jr. He'll be on the list by next year. He can do it all.
Okay. I'll tell you who should be on that list. According to everybody that I mean, if you follow the world of receivers, Ladd McConkey should be on the list. But I bet instead it's Malik Nabers.
Ladd McConkey was also receiving votes. Malik Nabers is number 7 on this list.
By the way, last year's receiver class like already has 4 guys in the top 15 of receivers in the NFL.
NFL personnel evaluator Nabers, quote, he can go 0 to 60 in 3 seconds like a Ferrari, but he's built like a truck.
Yeah.
He does have a weird toe injury, though, that goes back to college where he didn't practice at minicamp. I'll be very curious to see what they do with him at training camp, because if we're getting weeks and months of, yeah, he can't really practice fully, I don't know. It's not this bad, but it reminded me of Watkins having nagging injuries at the beginning of his career.
The next two guesses I want to give you, like this, these are the standard top 10 receiver guesses. A.J. Brown and Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Number 5 and number 6.
Okay, good. Good answers there.
Yep.
So I've got...
You're only missing number 8 and number 10.
8 and 10. Best receivers in football. I mean, Garrett Wilson could be on this list. He's really good.
Garrett Wilson is number 10.
Okay.
Just cracking the list. Highest ranking was 6th.
And number 8, the next best receiver in football. Puka should be on this list.
He is not. Honorable mention. He's the 2nd listed honorable mention.
All right.
He looked like a top 10 receiver when he played the Bills last year.
I think he's one of the best receivers in football. All right. Who am I missing?
He might lose credit because of the McVay factor.
That might be right.
He gets schemed open.
I think a guy that could be in this list, but I don't think is Drake London.
Drake London is not only not on the list, he's not in the honorable mentions, and he's not even in the also receiving votes. I mean, Calvin Ridley is in the also receiving votes.
All right. I think Drake London's pretty good. Missing one more. One more receiver that made the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of wide receiver big board guy am I if I'm not getting this?
I know. This guy's not even on your radar.
Cycling through the teams here. The Patriots, the Dolphins, Bills.
Jameson Williams also receiving votes.
Okay. I mean, DJ Moore? No.
Nope. Also receiving votes, DJ Moore. Also receiving votes, Devonta Smith. Ladd McConkey, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Jameson Williams, DJ Moore, Chris Godwin, George Pickens, Calvin Ridley, and Jalen Waddle. Who's voting half those guys in the top 10? Who's got Jalen Waddle as a top 10 receiver in the NFL right now?
He's one of 9 guys to go 3 1,000-yard seasons to start his career.
True. Who's got George Pickens? Like, some of these guys, I don't know.
Yeah, right. Am I missing an obvious one that I just haven't got to because I haven't thought of the right team yet?
Yeah. You see, yes, when you see the logo, you're going to go, yes, that guy should be in the top 10.
All right, the logo is, why do I do that? Why don't I just like look at the logos instead of trying to remember them all at the same time? Kind of shuts down my brain to do that. All right, the next player is going to be...
Do you want me to read what was read about him?
Yeah.
NFL personnel director says the rare ability to be a legitimate number one, good balance, skill set, size, speed, agility for his size, very good hands, competes.
Nico Collins.
Yes, Nico Collins.
Yeah, Nico's great. Nico's top 5.
They have him number 8. His highest rate ranking was number 4.
Okay. If you're doing this on who you'd want to have today, Nico Collins is ahead of Tyreek Hill. Like if it's a dynasty draft kind of thing.
Start your franchise today?
Yeah, way ahead. Nico Collins way ahead of Tyreek Hill.
He's ahead of Tyreek Hill. Is he ahead of CeeDee Lamb or A.J. Brown? Or Amon-Ra St. Brown?
Yes.
All of them?
Yeah.
Is he ahead of Nabers?
Maybe. He's great.
Wow.
Anyway. And, you know, these are some guys that play different positions. Like, Collins is not playing the same position primarily as St. Brown.
The other honorable mention, so these are the guys above the also receiving votes guys, Terry McLaurin, Puka, Brian Thomas Jr., DK Metcalf, T. Higgins, and Davante Adams.
All right. Very good.
No Bills.
That's not surprising.
No, I know.
I think it would take a lot for Shakir to get that kind of recognition. I think it would take a lot. Because look at that list on slot guys. It is who?
Yeah.
It's JSN. It's
Lamb is a slot guy, but he is so good when he bumps outside that it's like he's a slot guy, but everybody knows
he
could be an outside guy if they wanted him to.
Right. There are guys that they put outside that they say, like, let's use you here.
You said St. Brown?
Mm-hmm.
He's a slot guy.
Primarily.
Is Garrett Wilson kind of that?
No.
No? Other than that, Jaxon Smith-Njigba?
He's the main one, yeah.
You're going down the list?
Yep.
Yeah, so, he'd have to do what Jaxon Smith-Njigba did. Which was what? What was that?
How many slot snaps did JSN get?
Last year?
Yeah. When he had DK Metcalf out there, which he does not this year. Now he has Cooper Kupp on that team, which would be interesting to see what they do.
Last year he had 100 catches, 1,100 yards, and 6 touchdowns. Can Shakir do that?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely?
Yeah.
100 catches and 1,100 yards?
Definitely.
That's a big jump from where he's already been.
You just have to throw it to him. I guess you're asking... There's a strange thing with the Bills where it's not, does this person have the ability to do it versus will the offense go through this player enough? And I think if they wanted to...
Is he so good that he will demand that?
Well, this is a thing about football that can be real. They paid him. Now, a little bit more about, we want to make sure we're getting our money's worth. Let's get that guy the ball. The Bills have three. You know, sure, everybody eats. We know that. But... to validate a little bit, validate Kincaid, mm-hmm. validate Coleman, and validate Shakir. Then there's a little bit to validate Palmer. They don't have a $30 million guy they have to feel that pressure on, but there are little politicky things in there. Like Shakir got paid. When a guy gets paid, don't you do this in fantasy? When a guy gets a contract, it's like, oh, they're going to make sure that guy gets the ball. That might tend to be at the higher end of the contract range.
Higher end. Because he didn't get a contract that different than Josh Palmer.
No, that's right.
By the way, JSN, 83% in the slot last year.
Yeah, that's a big number.
Yeah.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Wasn't exactly trivia, but it kind of felt like trivia. Jeremy Fowler's top 10.
You did not get them all.
No, I did not. And it's not going to be the kind of thing that anybody's mad about that, right? Who's mad? The Eagles are out here saying that there's slander for Jalen Hurts being the 9th-rated quarterback. Is the 9th-rated receivers team coming out to say, what is this? Slander?
Eagles fans, I don't even think like A.J. Brown. Right? Because he reads.
He read a book.
Okay. He read a book during the playoffs where they eventually won the Super Bowl.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yes, I believe there were calls
to cut him.
To cut him
because he read a book on the sideline. You got to cut that guy. You got to send a message.
Philly really deserves two championships?
No.
That's fine. They're fine.
They definitely don't.
They're passionate.
803-0550, our phone number. I'm reading an article from the creator of Full House.
Okay.
What kind of knowledge you three have of the episodes of Full House?
Love Full House.
Yeah?
A good knowledge. It's been a long time, but I've definitely seen every episode twice.
Great. Okay, perfect.
But I probably haven't seen a single episode in 8 years, well, 10 years.
That's because, you know, with streaming.
Yeah, what's it on?
Can you, you know what would be a million-dollar idea? Give me a streaming service that offers the syndicated channel you don't know that you want to watch, but you would probably watch right now. Like, oh, look, Full House is on. I don't want to choose Full House.
You want TV Land provided on my Netflix?
I don't want to go to my television and choose Full House. But if I see it's on, oh, you know what? All right. I'll get stuck here for 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, on Full House, there's an article here. The creator picked the worst episode they ever made. The one he hated the most.
That he hated the most.
Yeah, the one that he hated the most. And I didn't get that one. But his second choice is an iconic one that I was like, please don't say this one. Because it's a great one. So I'll see if how well you know Full House when we get back. 803-0550 on WGR. Jeremy and Joe, give716.org to be a part of Give 716 Day. Bills to training camp a week from today for their first practice. The Full House creator said Tanner's Island, where they went to Hawaii, was the worst episode.
What? No.
And then his honorable mention was Dr. Dare.
Dr. Dare.
That's when Scott Baio shows up and Jesse wants to ride a motorcycle on top of a parking garage.
Okay.
I mean, come on. You have the Hawaii one top of mind. You don't have Dr. Dare?
The Hawaii one is... That was a good one.
He says it was terrible.
My favorite one's when they put the car on the roof. They put the principal's car on the roof. There's a lot of good ones.
803-0550, our number. Get you a break. Give 716-DAY. Give 716.org. $25,000 matching donation from Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield coming up next hour as they look to continue to raise money for a bunch of local charities. You can be a part of it at the website.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.